Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
This is Jonathan Goldman here. The actual physical date is July 9th, 2008, and it is a beautiful day. And it is a beautiful day in my neighborhood. I trust you are all doing very well. We have a wonderful guest calling in today for the Healing Sound Show, and her name is Kimba Aaron. And we'll be talking about Kimba very shortly, but I figured I would just say hello and tell you what's been happening, although there's been so much that's been going on. Golly gee, I don't even know where to begin. I think it was last weekend was the 4th of July. Wasn't that a wonderful time? And the weekend before that, there was the International New Age Trade Show, where I had the honor of doing a signing for my new CD, the 2012 Ascension Harmonic CD, and I also did a signing for my brand new book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing through Hay House, and they both went wonderfully, and that was really a nice experience. We have our Healing Sounds Intensive coming up next week, and that is a full packed house, and it's going to be wonderful. If any of you listening ever want to, contemplate creating 9 days in the summer to just go into extraordinary fields of light and love through sound, at some point, check in with us, but try to, if you can, order, reserve a space months ahead, because then we get all of a sudden people, trying to get in. Oh, no, you're closed down. Yeah, we are, but then that happens every year. But it's what a blessing that should occur. And, of course, the purpose is not only for personal healing, but also for planetary healing as well. And one of the things I'm going to be probably talking about with Kimba, because Kimba will be at our intensive as well, but just letting you know that on July 24th, which is a Thursday, and probably a couple of weeks from tomorrow, my calendar is not really good, but July 24th, we have our Day of Toning, and for that Day of Toning, it's a time when, like, just everybody at the intensive, we have probably well have over 100 people, will be basically in tone, in sacred sound and sacred tone for that day. And as part of that day, we're this time going to be hooking in with the www.templeofsacredsound.org website, so that sound will be coming through and our sounds will be merging. So if you want to join with us that day, go to the templeofsacredsound.org and let's all once again tone together for planetary peace and healing, because after all, that's what it's all about. I mean, I continue to get deeper and deeper information about how important it is for people to wake up, and that the most extraordinary way that we can wake up is through our intentionalized conscious sound. And I was, if you like, in deep meditation a couple of days ago, and I really got, the fact is that we can actually, and this has been proven, we can affect weather conditions with our consciousness. So let's say sound amplifies consciousness, then really, we really need to begin to start doing some work together to really affect and resonate with the Gaia consciousness, the Earth consciousness. And I bet you I'll be talking a little bit about this with Kimba, but for the moment, I'm just going to play a little bit of Waves of Light so that we can all begin to just chill for a moment. Okay.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of healthylife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
With me, Jonathan Goldman, here on the Healing Sound Show, and it is July 9th, 2008, a beautiful day indeed in our neighborhood, and we have Kimba Aaron calling in. We actually just spoke to her and asked her to just call in on a little bit of a better connection, which is really great. Let's see, what can I tell you about Kimba in the interim, okay? Well, let's see, I've known her for we'll talk about this for many years. She's certainly one of the, great, I would say, newer faces in sound healing, meaning that she hasn't been around perhaps for 40 years, but in the 10 years or so she's been working, she's been just doing extraordinary work. She has a B.S. in molecular and cellular biology and has studied Chinese acupuncture and herbal medicine. A classically trained pianist and flautist, her therapy draws on her extensive background in music and subtle energy medicine. Kimba travels internationally presenting concerts, conferences, workshops, and private sessions. She's produced 11 sound therapy CDs, and I'm not going to name them all, but they include Gaia's Journey, The Healing Didgeridoo, and Self-Healing with Sound and Music with Kimba and Dr. Andrew Weil. Yes, she's worked extensively with Dr. Andrew Weil, who many people know about since he's frequently on the cover of either Time or Newsweek. Kimba is the founder of Hear Therapy, and she's developed a unique form of sound therapy which combines light and sound technology with aromatherapy, herbology, Reiki, and Taoist Chinese medicine. So anyway, she's on the line. Here she is. Hello, Kimba.
Aloha. Good morning, Jonathan.
Aloha. How are you this morning?
Just coming into the day, but I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, that's great. It's I feel like Mr. Rogers tonight. I keep going, it's a beautiful day in my neighborhood, but it really is a lovely one.
It really is.
Well, Kimba, you are now in Boulder, but when we met, gosh, that was 12 years ago, I think, at the second Healing Sounds Intensive.
Actually, I met you. I was in acupuncture school in Oahu, and you showed up and did a weekend course, and I was really drawn to your flyer and the prospect of integrating medicine and music, and that's where we first met, and then I ended up going to the intensive after that.
Oh, gosh, so that was, like, even longer ago, and then, I have to tell our audience that Kimba was one of the two people who was present at the actual wedding of my wife Andy and I, and you know, came and played crystal bowl and didgeridoo and found us our spot. And so she's really, like, you know, family member, you know, and she's not only family member, she is one of the really extraordinary, oh, I don't want to call you the new sound healers, Kim, because that makes me sound like an old sound healer, but, you know, you're under 60 at least, or under 50 at least, in a big way. So you are, you know, and you're doing wonderful work, and I guess my first question that I ask everyone is that everyone that I've ever met on this path has had some sort of transformational or transcendent experience that put them on the path. Mm. Would you share yours? Because I'm sure you got a story.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, I was always, from a young age, I was into music. My parents, you know, gave my brother and I lessons in piano, and I was also studying classical flute, and we went to a music camp, and, you know, I loved it. I would do it as my kind of therapy, just to, you know, I didn't have to be told to practice. It was something I always loved. But I always got nervous, like, you know, playing in front of people, because it was like my own meditation, and it was like someone watching you meditate. It's kind of strange thing. So I would get nervous, and so I didn't see music as like a performing, as like a career path or anything. So I, you know, but I always was into the healing arts or helping people. My dad was a doctor, my mom's a counselor, and we're just, you know, that kind of group of people. We just want to help the world. And so I ended up, you know, figuring out what I wanted to do. I decided I was going to be a medical doctor like my dad. So I went to medical school. I was preparing for medical school. I was pre-med and studying molecular biology, and I was always interested in nature and the natural world. So I tried to find my path, and in my last semester of college, I was on campus. Before this happened, I had an incident that preceded this.
I want to hear about the incident.
The incident was actually a near-death experience.
Wow,
in my final semester. And I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what it was. I had never had a quote-unquote spiritual experience before. And that would take a couple hours to tell, so I'm going to kind of bypass the whole journey of how it happened and the details of that. But what came out of that was a realization that I was kind of on the wrong path. And not necessarily the wrong, it just wasn't my heart path. You know, we can do anything we want with our life energy, but I wasn't really following my heart. And I realized that I was here to do something that came from that space of like my dharma, or something that was encoded in me that I came onto the planet to do. And the path I was on wasn't it. I wasn't meant to go that route. And I was even given how my life would end up and what disease I would contract and what age I would die. And I kind of saw my whole life on the path I was on and realized I had to make major changes if I wanted to, you know, live a happy life and really truly serve the world. And so I kind of was really discombobulated for a bit. But I knew I had to finish my degree, and this is probably why. I had a couple months left of my schooling, and I was on campus, and I saw this instrument. I was walking to class, but I was still melting into the trees and trying to, you know, still be in the world, but I was having a hard time. But I saw this lady, and she had this wooden instrument lying next to her, and I was magnetically drawn to it. I'd never seen it before. But I knew it was an instrument, and I walked up to her and said, "What's that?" And she said, "This is a dream pipe, or didgeridoo." And I said, "Well, play it for me." Never heard it. And she picked up the instrument, this long wooden hollow tube, and played it. And the sound was like a key, and it unlocked something in me. And I said, "I need one of those now. I need that. I don't care what they cost." She's like, okay. We'll get you one. And so I ended up connecting with her partner who was making them. This was in Tucson. I was at the U of A. And he was making them out of the local cactus there. And so I kind of got into this instrument called a didgeridoo, this ancient Australian Aboriginal musical but journey tool for thousands of years. Actually, they consider the oldest instrument on the planet. And the sound became a part of my life, and I would play. I could actually play it right away, and I got a technique called circular breathing within about a week. But then, of course, it's years of refining those things. But I, you know, it was very clear that I needed to just play. And then I, you know, I realized I wasn't going to go to medical school. I had gone through all the application process and was about to enter. And so I decided to travel. And I went around the world and took the Didge with me and just kind of asked Spirit to, you know, what am I doing with my life? Where do I go now? And, you know, it's a very long story and many amazing and synchronistic, you know, twists and turns in the path. But I feel like the didgeridoo was like my grounding, and something about the sound connected me to that place that I went in this near-death experience. There's this place that is full of just such peace and infinite love and everything that, you know, you hear people talk about. And I won't go into that, but there was something about the sound that was like, it helped me to be in the world, but not taken over by it. Like, I could play the didge and go back and be in that perfect place of peace. And I realized, wow, this has got to be a part of my life somehow. And, you know, the universe and circumstances and me just saying, you know, thy will, kind of, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, just guide me. I don't know where to go, where to live, what to do. And then I ended up going to acupuncture school and I met you. And that was another kind of turning point of even just the thought of integrating music and medicine together, because I still knew I wanted to be in the healing arts or help people, but acupuncture school wasn't quite it. But maybe the reason I went to that school was so I could meet you and take your workshop and also learn about energy and the meridians. And I mean, that was a whole journey too. So that's kind of, those were like, that all happened in the 90s, you know, mid-90s to late 90s. And then it's just been a continuation from there. But music has come more and more into my life as showing up as my dharma or my life's work. And from the feedback I get and my experience doing it and just circumstances, it's a path that I didn't choose consciously, but I think my soul chose it. And the universe has definitely supported, like, to keep going in that direction.
Well, thank you. That's a great story. And being fluid and all that stuff, I had this queued up for a little bit later. But since we're talking about the didgeridoo, let's hear a little example of it from, this is from your latest recording, Gaia Earth Dreaming, and this is actually the cut, Gaia Earth Dreaming. And I think there's a little dig on this. I hope I happen to have really liked it. So let's go into commercial on this one. And
healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
So here we are. Yes, you are back with Jonathan Goldman and my very special guest, Kimba Aram. And we were talking about, today, incidentally, is Wednesday, July 9th, and now I'm not going to play Mr. Rogers and say it is a beautiful day in my neighborhood, but yesterday, you see, it was overcast, so I'm going to say that the sun is up, the sky is blue, it's beautiful, and we all are, too. Okay, so I was talking with Kimbo, and she was telling us a little bit about the didgeridoo, and then we played this lovely little piece from her brand new recording called Guy Earth Dreaming, which had featured didgeridoo, because Kimba was talking about that, and we'll be talking more about the didgeridoo later. And of course, it also featured, oh gosh, things that I could hear were Tibetan bowl, obviously piano, there were vocal harmonics and a lot of other stuff, because Kimba has you know, she likes to multi-layer sounds, which is something I also like to do. Kimba, are you back online now?
I'm here.
Okay, hey, all right. So that track that we heard was from Guy Earth Dreaming. Okay, that you've got, 11 CDs, and this is your latest. What would you like to say about it as a CD?
Well, Guy Earth Dreaming was a nine-month project. I thought it was going to take less time, but I worked on it pretty much full-time during that. It was recorded here in Boulder on an amazing studio that actually has a microphone that is called a holophone, which simulates the way we actually hear, which is three-dimensionally. So it looks like a mannequin head with seven microphones placed all around the head. And so you can play in the stereo field and move the instrument around, and there's seven tracks per instrument. So when you're recording one instrument, it takes seven tracks. That's why it takes major computing software to be able to process if you have a lot of tracks. Some of the songs on this album have 70 or 80 or 90 tracks going at once because of this way that we recorded it. So we also did a surround sound mix. So it's a two CD set, and there's a DVD that has a really high fidelity stereo mix and a surround sound 5.1 mix. So it's rare that an album is actually recorded in surround sound and mixed in surround sound. It's actually a DVD audio. So you put in the DVD and it has a menu, but it's not about video. All the information is being used for the audio content. So for you audiophiles out there who, you know, are into the details, there was a lot that went into the production side of this CD. But Gaius Dreaming is basically, Gaius is Gaia, an old spelling of Gaia, and Earth together is one word. That came to me on Earth Day, actually last year, when I was just starting the recording process. And the name was just like, it's an old and a new concept of us looking at the planet as a living entity, Gaia. Our mother, our extended body, you know. And so the album's intention is to, yes, take you on a journey through the different parts of the planet, because there's animal sounds from around the world, instruments from around the world. It's basically a journey through sound and through frequency of these, you know, very unusual part of the spectrum of frequency that we don't hear often. Some of these animals I've never heard before. I contacted a lab in New York that catalogs animal sounds from around the world and wanted to just include all kinds of rare, and some are endangered or extinct, animal sounds and put them on the album, because I want them to be the voice of the planet speaking and mix them in with the instruments, the didgeridoo, Native American flute, four-chamber flute, Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls, the voice, the piano, the flute, all of these, you know, this is just a kind of multidimensional array of frequencies, also with encoded binaural beats, and it slowly takes you from, you know, low beta through alpha into theta state, and we go through the Schumann resonance in one of the pieces. And maybe I should talk about binaural beats at some point, if that's kind of a subject that you haven't.
It is, but it's, you know, we have so many different things to talk about that
there was a lot, you know, that went into
this. Right, and the one thing that I want to tell our audience, because we will be hearing another little example of Gareth's dream momentarily, is the fact that, as far as I know, involving sound, what we're listening to is probably a mono image that is not possibly the best fidelity, and your album is really a whole wonderful hi-fi, if you like, extraordinary journey into sound. And this is another topic that we could, of course, also talk about, which is, you know, I sent you a thing yesterday about our new Healing Sounds blog, and the first question was to MP3 or not to MP3, talking about, you know, the degradation of sound, and can it still be healing? But I wanted to get back and just to have you talk about something. You know, people have talked about binaural beats before, and we can talk about that, but talk more about why you put animals on there. And I'll tell you what, talk more about why you put animals on there after I play this example from Gareth Dreaming called The Journey Begins. Okay, here we go.
Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies Daily Oral Rinse and Toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show with my guest, Kimba Arum. And if during break you could have heard us discussing, well, what should we talk about? We went through about 5 or 6 different topics that were all full-length, extraordinarily interesting aspects of the sound healing field. And I thought, gee, you know, this is so interesting. Okay, we have about 5 minutes more for this section, and we want to do this and that. And I said, well, Kimba, let's... First, just start a little bit more on the didgeridoo, because I think Kimba, if you ever had the opportunity, I hope you do, to hear her play didgeridoo just by herself in person, it is one of the most transcendent experiences. I've heard lots of didgeridoo players, and, you know, they're pretty remarkable, but Kimba, I have to tell you that I think you are truly a master at didgeridoo, and what can you tell us about the... what you know about the origins of the didgeridoo?
Well, one thing, it comes from the oldest living culture that has survived, you know, ice ages and rise and fall of every civilization that we've ever read about in history. The Aboriginal people are nomadic. They don't have agriculture. They never domesticated animals or built houses. They just live on the earth at one with the planet. And have for 150,000 years, some say, it could be longer or less, but for a very long time, kept the wisdom of how to remain connected to the frequency of the planet and the way that the cycles move in harmony. And I think that anything that comes from that culture is going to be very deep. And that's what I found with this instrument, the didgeridoo, is their main... a musical instrument, and they use that as a way to connect with what I've heard from their, mythology or theology is that the ancestors created the world through sound, the Wangina.
Right.
And they are these vast fields of vibration that coalesce and created the world. I'm summing up kind of more extended creation stories, but they...
Thanks. We only have about 3 minutes left for this section, so...
So they created the world through sound, and then they gave humans the didgeridoo as a way to connect back to them and to actually journey to the place where they live, which is called the Dreamtime. They exist in... It's almost like a parallel dimension. And this is where everything that is in existence comes from and goes back to when it's completed in its cycle, including bodies and people and animals and things. So the didgeridoo is a tool for communing with the ancestors and going to the dream time, retrieving information, going into the world of creation. As you're always saying, every culture talks about the world is created through sound. Mm. And so the sound of the didgeridoo for many, many thousands of years has been associated with creation. And, what I experience when I'm playing the instrument is that I just go into this space like I went to in my near death. It's like it's this field that's just infinite. And it helps us to be in this world and remember that there's something larger and that we can stay connected to that even while we're alive in a body in this limited form.
Yeah, as you're talking, I always get these little catchphrases in the phrase. The didgeridoo is an interdimensional field-generating device. I said, okay, so here we go. Thank you. That was a beautiful explanation about the Wangina and about the didgeridoo. And we were, just briefly, talk about A432. Okay, this is another way of yet tuning an instrument or things, and some people actually call it the Ra frequency, but R-A as in the god Ra. Kimba, take it away, and then about 2 minutes in, we're going to play a little piece from an album that you did with Dr. Andrew Weil, which is the Self-Healing with Sound of Music, but tell us about A432.
So this is for, some people may not know about tuning, but for those of you who are familiar, each musical note has a certain frequency associated with it. And right now in the world, we kind of generally, standardly use the frequency 440, which is 440 cycles or vibrations per second, for the note A. And all the other notes in the musical scale, C, D, E, F, G, B, are tuned relative to that frequency. But it wasn't always that way. In fact, the Stradivarius violin was, which is the most precisely tuned instrument ever, was tuned to 432. And, this tuning to 440 was only the last maybe 400 or 500 years. But if you have other notes, you look at the frequency relative to 440, they come out to fractionated numbers that go on repeating forever and don't have any kind of significance, really, as a numeric value. If you take 432 for the note A and then calculate all the other notes relative to it, you get every note comes to something very significant in nature or in math or in the cosmos. For example, certain notes are the height of the Great Pyramid at Giza, or the distance between pyramids, or the precession of the equinox, number of years, or the radian. It's a constant in math. And so there's all these cosmic and nature significant numbers that come out relative to 432, and I think this is reflective of our disconnection from nature that seems to be happening the more industrialized we get living in cities, in homes.
We're going to take I want to hear a little bit of your work with Andrew Weil, and then we can get back to this one, because it's a brilliant topic, Kimber Aram. Here's a little bit of something from the recording that you did with Andrew Weil.
All right.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Well, we are talking with Kim Arum. I am Jonathan Goldman. This is the Healing Sound Show, and where do we leave off? I knew that there would be a whole lot of stuff that we'd be talking about. We were talking about A432 as being the frequency of perhaps the pyramids and of a particular system of creating a musical scale that has perhaps more resonance with nature. And Kimber, you were telling me about a piano and you're doing some work on the piano, but I wanted to have, you know, so much to talk about, but tell us a little bit about Healer Therapy and your work.
Well, you know, maybe the 432 and my work, we could segue a little bit into talking about the frequencies of nature.
Okay.
That, I feel like, you know, the planet is alive. It's a living organism that, you know, the Greeks called Gaia, and I feel like this is a time where we all need to kind of remember that and tune back into the frequency of the planet, which is, there's a lot of stuff changing cosmically and with the frequency of our own local sphere that we're living on. But the animals and nature have something to say, and I really feel like part of my work and Healer Therapy is about being a conduit for the voice of the planet. And I feel like, you know, that's what also the didgeridoo is. It's a voice of the earth. That's actually the name of one of my CDs. And that's my intention, is to, you know how St. Francis said, make me an instrument of your peace.
Yeah.
That whole, his frequency and his connection with the birds and nature. And
I got to ask you a question. Got to interject. Okay, so you have got a lot of different indigenous animal sounds on your latest recording as well as on other recordings. The question that is really just in my brain right now is, are they all attuned to the same frequency, or do they, shall we say, resonate to different frequencies depending upon where they are and what they are?
The animals?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think we'd have to measure that and only conjecture. I do feel like different parts of the planet have different vibrations depending on the temperature and the elements in the soil.
Yeah.
You know, that's all going to affect it. But the overall symphony of nature is you know, it's probably Om, right? It's all the sounds together. But, you know, just the fact that we are listening to what the animals have to say and what water, I use water a lot. I'm really into water. That's like music and water are my big hot topics. And
is that why you lived in Hawaii for so long?
The wettest place on earth for 10 years, yeah, Kauai. But the, you know, the frequencies of water are so complex, and I feel like it's talking to us. And on some level, like a crop circle, we just look at it and we get information. And we just hear water, and it's informing us. It's teaching us. You know, so I always put water in my CDs as well as the animal sounds. And that's why it's so healing to go out in nature, is because we're getting all these complex frequencies that remind us, oh, you know, this is my home. It's okay. And also, I feel like they're nourishing us, just like our food needs, our body needs food. Our subtle bodies need frequencies like light or aroma or sound. And if we're deficient in them, I think we get out of balance. And nature is just filled with all these complex, beautiful, harmonious, balanced frequencies that some we can't even hear, but we can feel. Because we can hear more than 20 to 20,000 hertz, which is all that fits on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if we're listening to CDs for our sole source of, you know, sound all the time, or MP3s, which are much more compressed than that, I feel like we can get deficient. So this is a theory I have, but nature seems to be the universal healer. And so I try to incorporate that, and be the theme of a lot of the music that I do, incorporate them together.
Cool. I want you to go to the Healing Sounds blog and add something about that, because that's, you know, everybody has got their own take on this, and what you just said was so beautiful. Would you add something like that to the blog when you have time?
Oh, of course. And this will tie in also with the super audio stuff, which
somebody else, a dear friend of mine, is a major scientist, just wrote this whole thing about the only sounds that really affect us are between this range and that range, and therefore MP3, it doesn't matter, because, so it's interesting. I love it because I think, as you would acknowledge, we are still so much in our infancy of really knowing how what the magic and power of sound healing and transformation is. And I think the more we can share the you know, our thoughts, the more we can learn, and it's just wonderful.
Yes, and Jonathan, I want to add something that's kind of a big importance to me,
yeah.
Which is the word sound healing. It's I don't consider myself a sound healer. I consider myself a sound therapist. And the reason I say this is because I feel that healing, we all heal ourselves, and healing is an innate property that others can offer tools, information, intention, energy to support that. Just like when you cut your finger, you can put a Band-Aid on it or some kind of salve, but it's really you, your finger, or your body, or your spirit that does that healing. And
right,
so
the true healer is ourself.
When I work with sound, if I'm working with a client or another person, I'm providing a space with the intention of holding a frequency for them to access their own inner healing ability more readily. And maybe there's more, I have extra energy, I'm offering that through my giving forth and my intention. Like you always say, intention is so important. That's rides the frequency wave of the sound. So I just want to make that distinction, because I don't feel like I'm going to heal you with my sound. You know, it's like you can do it, you know, on your own. And I'm here to provide that acoustic space for you to access that.
Well, thank you, Kimber Arum. I love that. We'll see you next week at the beginning of the Healing Sounds Intensive. And in the interim, let's add just a little bit of something from the Andrew Weil recording you did, which has somewhere here you sing in Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, the Heart Sutra, which is, I think, a great thing to go out with right now. And then I'll be back again just to say goodbye to everyone.
May all beings be happy.
Thank you.
The Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you. The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Okay, Jonathan Goldman here. We had wonderful Kimba Arum as our guest. If you'd like to go find out more about Kimba, her website is www.heartherapy.com. That's the word here and the word therapy.com together. Here Therapy is one word, and it's a great website, and her work is just wonderful. I'd like to invite you back next month, August 13th, where our guests are Dean and Dudley Evanson, who are major sound healers, musicians. They are the founders and creators of the Soundings of the Planet recording company. And if you've ever seen any logos that say Peace Through Music, that came from them. They're wonderful beings. We had Kimba today. Have a great, great month. And if you can tune in on July 24th at the Temple of Sacred Sound and join us toning for planetary healing, well, please do. And many, many blessings of light and love through sound to you, and thank you. Bye-bye.